Hi there, boys and girls. How's everybody this fine morning? Good morning, Squeaky.
Good morning, Happy Hank. Hi there, boys and girls.
And Popcorn says good morning, too. Now gather around, safety clubbers, and get ready for the fun, because today we're going to play a game that all our shut-in pals can join in. Even if they're in bed, they can stay right there and play our game today. But the reason I called you safety clubbers, boys and girls, is this. I want to stress safety, because I know that some of our shut-ins are shut-in because they forgot our safety rules. Now, isn't that right, shut-in? Yes, sir. So from now on, we're going to try to think about our safety club a little more. This week, you know, is Join the Happy Hank Safety Club Week. It's the last week of 1948 and the best week of the year to get ready for the new year just ahead. If you join the safety club today, you can start the new year with a genuine resolution to be more careful the next year. And you can back up the desire to avoid accidents by having the safety club rules in mind and by wearing this clever new stop-and-go traffic light club pin. It's a very clever pin that you'll enjoy wearing. It has a changing color in the light, and by pressing a secret button, you can make your safety club stop-and-go light show green or red. It's very clever, and it's very nice looking, too. All who join the Happy Hank Safety Club this week will get a safety club stop-and-go traffic light pin and a membership card that means you're a registered member. To join, just send 2 3-cent stamps and the cocoa wheat package top seal to me, Happy Hank, in care of this station. Try to send your letter by New Year's Eve.
7 plus 9 is... Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Squeaky? Or what are you mumbling about?
Well, I'm trying to get ready to go back to school, and I'm trying to work some arithmetic. Hey, why don't you do it for me, Happy Hank?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be right.
Oh, well, you could try.
Oh, me. Oh, we're going to play Simon Says Thumbs Up this morning, boys and girls. And I know you'll be glad to hear this news because it's lots of fun. First, however, let's have our riddle for today, and then we can get going on Simon Says Thumbs Up. And I think I have an extra good riddle today. And I don't think you'll all get the answer, but you try to guess the answer anyway. Now, here's our riddle for today. What has no head, no mouth, but more teeth than you have?
Oh, boy, that sounds like a stumper, Happy Hank. Can you give us a hint?
Well, let's see. It's something you have a lot of use for, especially before you go to church or school.
Oh, that just seems to make it harder.
What has no head, no mouth, but more teeth than you have? Now, I'll tell you at the end of the program and see if you get the right answer. But right now, let's get our Simon Says Thumbs Up game started. Now, everybody can play this one. Shut-ins and everybody. Mothers and dads, too. Now, the object of the game is not to do anything unless Simon says do it. If I tell you or Squeaky tells you to do something, don't do it. But if I say Simon says do it, then you do it. Now, is that clear?
Don't do anything unless Simon says so. Now, remember that, boys and girls.
Now, we start with our fists doubled up. Got them? All right. Simon says thumbs up.
Simon said it, kid, so stick up your thumbs.
That's right. Now, watch it. I'm going to try to trick you. Simon says thumbs down. That's right. Turn them down. Simon says right thumb up. Now, put your left thumb up, too. Uh-oh.
Oh, man, now, that's not fair, Happy Hank. You said that just like we were going to start over again.
Oh, no, I warned you. I said I was going to try to trick you. Oh, now, you should have your right thumb up and your left thumb down. Now, have you got it that right? You got it all right. Now, watch it. Simon says left thumb up and right thumb down. Simon says left thumb down and right thumb up. Simon says left thumb up. Simon says wiggle waggle.
Oh, boy, I like that wiggle waggle.
Simon says thumbs down. Now, wiggle waggle.
Uh-oh, Simon didn't say that. Uh-oh, you caught me that time.
How many others did I catch, kids, huh? Well, better luck this time. Now, Simon says thumbs up. Simon says thumbs down. Simon says thumbs up. Simon says wiggle waggle.
Oh, I got it right, Tim.
Now, keep on trying, everybody. Simon says thumbs up. Simon says thumbs down. Simon says right thumb up. Simon says left thumb up. Simon says left thumb down. Simon says left thumb, right thumb down. Simon says thumbs up. Wiggle waggle.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't go so fast. Oh, I wiggle waggle. You got me again.
Oh, this is a dandy game, isn't it, kid? Well, now, let's see. Simon says thumbs up. Simon says wiggle waggle. Simon says thumbs down. Now, thumbs up, that's all.
Uh-oh, didn't get me.
No, the game is over now, Squeaky.
No, it isn't, is it, kid? The game isn't over until Simon says it is.
Oh, that's right. Goodness, I guess I missed that time. All right, Simon says, that's all.
Ah, that's a tricky game, all right. But we like it, don't we, boys and girls?
Well, I like it, too. But sometimes when I get to going too fast, my tongue gets over my eye, tooth, and I can't see what I'm talking about. But what I like most about the game is that my boys and girls always play fair. If they miss, they just grin and start over again.
Well, that's the only way to have fun, is to play fair. Cheating just ruins the game.
Well, sure it does. And just to remind ourselves of that, let's all sing our song about playing fair. Now, if you don't know all the words, just hum along with me. When we come to the title, you say, "Always Play Fair." That's the name of the song. Remember, always play fair. And now let's talk about something that tastes very, very good.
Is it candy?
Nope.
Is it cake or cookies?
Nope. Guess again, Squeaky.
Well, is it pie or ice cream?
Oh, say, you surely can't think of some good things to eat, Squeaky. But you missed the most important one. I'm talking about cocoa wheat.
Oh, my, yes. Yum, yum. Tell the kids all about it, Happy Hank.
Well, cocoa wheat, boys and girls, is a wonderful new cereal made of cocoa-coated particles of energy-rich wheat. It cooks in about 4 minutes and has the most heavenly cocoa flavor you can imagine. You put just a little sugar and a little milk or cream on it, and believe me, you've never in your life had such a grand breakfast food. You'll be crazy about its good cocoa taste, and you'll want cocoa wheats every morning. Ask Mother to get cocoa wheats for you today. It's spelled COCOWHEATS, cocoa wheats. And if you'll eat lots of cocoa wheats, you'll be just as wise as the wise old owl. Listen. So, if someone asks you who, you just say I, if it was you. But right now, let's all hurry over to the S-Bar S Ranch and see what's happening in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters were trying to make a list of New Year's resolutions, but somehow Rocket has got a bear mixed up in it. Listen.
Now, Rocket, a New Year's resolution is something you make up your mind to do all during the New Year.
Yeah, for instance, Rocket, if you did something this year that was good and you liked it, you make a resolution to do more of it next year.
Oh, now I guess it. Like, this year I cook lots of beans, and I like beans, and you all like beans, so next year I'm going to cook more beans. Is that it?
No, Rocket, I'll give you an example.
Okay, a sample of what? Beans?
He didn't say sample, he said example.
Well, is that something you cook with the beans?
Oh, me, we got rid of the bear, and now it's beans. Listen, Rocket, I'm going to show you what we mean by a New Year's resolution. Now, Sputters thinks he wasted too much time this year, so he's making a resolution not to waste so much time next year. Understand?
Oh, I get it. A resolution is something that you did more of this year than you's going to do next year. And the more of it you done this year, the less of it you's going to do next year. That is, less you done less of it this year than you ought to, then you's going to do more of it next year. In other words, the less of it you done this year, the more of it you's going to do next year. And the more of it you done this year, the less of it you's going to do next year.
Oh, goodness, this is almost more than I can bear.
Uh-oh, there's that bear again.
Now, Rocket, don't change the subject. I'll put it this way. Are you satisfied with the way you acted all this year?
Well, sure I'm satisfied. Ain't you satisfied with me? I was trying to do the best I could, but you ain't satisfied.
Hey, now, that's not what he means. Rocket, aren't you going to try to be better this next year than you were this year?
Well, of course I is. Always tries to do better all the time.
Well, then that's what we mean by a New Year's resolution.
Well, for the goodness sake, why didn't you say so? Is that what you've been trying to explain to me all this time?
Yep, that's it.
Well, why didn't you just say so then? You got me all mixed up with them big words. Why didn't you just say what you meant?
Well, we were trying to.
Well, now that we all know what we want to do, let's all bear down and do it.
Uh-oh, there's that bear again.
Well, it seems that Rocket can't get away from the bear. Let's all listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Well, now I'm going to turn on the magic electric eye and look around to see how many big old birthday smiles I can find this morning. There'll be some I know because every day somebody has a birthday, and I surely would hate to miss anyone. Just a minute. Now, there's that buzz that tells you the magic eye is working. Now, stand up close to the radio if you have a birthday. Just look at them step up. Fine crowd today. All right, hold up your hand if you're celebrating today. That's fine. All right, hands down. Now, we hope it's the best birthday you've ever had. Keep that big old smile on your face all day long and have a good time. Now, let's all join in and sing the birthday song. Everybody ready to sing it out? All right, here we go. Happy birthday. Now, besides joining the Happy Hank Safety Club today, I hope you also join the hundreds of thousands of boys and girls who eat good old cocoa wheats most every morning. Cocoa Wheats is the finest-tasting hot wheat cereal you've ever known. because it's coated with pure, wholesome breakfast cocoa. Oh, boy, is that a swell flavor. Now, you may be having this grand breakfast cereal at your house every day, but if you aren't, you'd better try it. I'm sure you'll love it best of any cereal you've ever tried before. And then be sure to join our safety club right away. Send a Cocoa Wheats package top seal and 2 3-cent stamps, and I'll register your name as an official member of our safety club and send you a stop-and-go traffic light club pin that changes colors from red to green or green to red. And I'll send you a membership card. Address your letter to Happy Hank in care of this station and mail it before midnight New Year's Eve, if possible. Well, tell me, how'd you get along with the answer to our riddle today, huh? Oh, was it a tricker? Oh, you'll think it's easy when you hear the answer. You know, our riddle said, what has no head, no mouth, but more teeth than you have? Well, the answer is a comb. Sure, a comb is full of teeth, but it doesn't have a mouth or a head. Now, remember, I said it was something that you use before church or school, and I hope you use it before breakfast, too. Well, that's a good one to try on your pals, and we'll have another one next time. And until then, you be good, be careful, and play safe. Our announcer will tell us who won prizes 2 weeks ago today, right after our theme.